Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and neighboring towns. So glad to be with you, and you today. And we want to thank God for you being on the line with us today. You don't know how happy we are to have you wherever you are at this time. And we ask you to call at 347-857-3925. Follow the prompts, you know, when you get on there, and call us, talk to us, chat with us, tell us your aspirations, tell us something good today. We love to hear something good today from you, you and you. And we want to know just what you're looking for this season, if this is your right season, okay? Amen. 347-857-3925. And give us your prayer request. Be it you or whoever needs prayer, okay? We're still praying for those that gave us the prayers before. We thank God for you. Here's Sister Diane.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, we give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for this day, Lord, knowing that no day is promised to us, but every day is a gift, Lord, Father, and we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, as we come before you, we ask you for forgiveness, Lord, Father, and those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for being a loving and merciful God, Lord Father, a God of many chances. Father, we thank you for hearing prayers and answering prayers, Lord Father. We thank you for all prayers that you have already answered, Lord Father, those that you're answering as we pray, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, as we pray and ask others to touch and agree with us, Lord Father, and all those that we're about to pray for, Lord. Father, you said with two or three are gathered in your name, there you'll be in the midst, Lord Father, and anything that we ask in your name, Lord Father, you will do it. We say thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I hold before you Patricia, Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch her body right now, Lord. Touch her unborn child, Father, that she go through a full term pregnancy, Lord Father God. And Father God, we thank you for stopping the contractions right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now and her unborn baby. From the crown of the head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we continue to pray for the Rosa family, Lord Father, as we continue to pray for peace right now, Lord Father. Peace in the homes, peace in the minds, Lord Father God, of those children right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now as we hold before you Raymond, Lord. Thank you for touching his body, Lord. Thank you for bringing him through surgery, Father. Father, we thank you for the healing process, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Felicia Dungy, Lord. Father, touch her body, Lord. Father, as we come against that kidney disease right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch her mind, Lord, Father. Father God, that you know, Lord, Father, that you are the healer, Lord, Father, and there is no other but you, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for salvation, Lord, Father, reigning through her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy, Lord, Father. Touch her body right now, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord, Father, as we speak healing, Lord, Father, flowing throughout her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Amanda right now, Lord, Father, thanking you in advance for a place, Lord, Father God, for her and her daughter to stay, Lord, Father. Father, knowing nothing is too hard for you, Lord, Father, we thank you for making ways out of no ways for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, continue to surround her, Lord, Father, with people, Lord, Father God, that will continue to teach her, Lord, Father, help her, guide her, Lord, Father God, to you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, Father God, how you continue to move on Pastor George, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you, Lord, Father, for all that you're doing for him and all that you're about to do for him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you Denise, Lord, Father, praying, Lord, Father, for salvation, Lord, Father, and peace of mind right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you the Clemens family right now, Lord, Father. Father, praying for salvation, Father, and peace, Lord, Father of God, in the home right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord, Father, for the peace within homes right now, Lord. Father, those that are listening right now. Father, those that will listen at a later date, Father, we pray for peace right now, Lord, in their homes right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we praying, Lord, Father God, for special areas right now, Lord, Father. And, Father, as we call the state out to you, Lord, Father, Father, the islands, we ask you, Lord, Father, for your mercy, Lord, Father. We ask you to have mercy right now, Lord, Father. Father, with the crime rate, Lord, Father, the trafficking right now, Lord, Father. Father, is so high in the areas, Lord, Father. We praying right now, Lord, Father God, for your mercy. Father, we pray for not just the state, Lord, Father, the city, Father, our own neighborhoods, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to touch, Lord, Father. Father, as we call Chicago, Ohio, the Virgin Islands, Orlando, the Pine Hills area, have mercy, Lord, Tallahassee, the French Quarters, Lord, Father. Father, Zellwood community. We pray for the Bahamas, Abaco Island, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. For Texas, New York, Mexico, Virginia, Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C., Father, have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now for each and every prayer cell, Lord, Father, that rise up, Lord, Father, in those states right now, Lord, Father. Father, those that are listening, Lord, Father, that they pray and intercede not only for their state, their city, their neighborhoods, Lord, Father, but touch and agree with us right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your healing, Lord. We thank you for mercy, Lord, Father, in America, Lord, Father, the land that forgot you, Lord, Father. Take you out of everything, Lord, Father. Have mercy upon us right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we cover this broadcast under the blood right now, Lord, Father, as we offer it back to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, as we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder this broadcast or anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. We cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for just having your way, showing up, showing out. We thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for the word that's about to come forth, Lord. Father, the word, Father God, that will heal, Lord, Father. The word, Lord, Father, that would encourage, Lord, Father. We thank you for the word of instructions right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. I ask you, Lord, Father God, as we plead the blood of Jesus over my apostle and deacon, Lord, Father, decrease them right now, Lord, Father, as you increase in them, Lord. Father, use them, Lord, Father, in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that prayer coming from Sister Diane. We trust that your name was called some things. One, your city, state, town, country was called, because we're keeping that before the Lord, and we won't curtail so much violence in these other different states and cities and countries. You know, there's plenty of that. So listen, you prayer warriors, you always have something to pray for. You look around your city and you can tell the areas that are crime infested and all. Needs prayer, prayer. Let us not give our cities and towns and states and countries, whatever, over to the devil. Let us come together, unite together, and tear the devil's kingdom down. Is that all right?
Amen.
Come on, won't you help me do that today, huh? Won't you be one of the prayer warriors? You can join us on Friday nights about it, talk about it, pray about it on Friday nights. And Sister Diane will give you the number to dial on Friday night. You know, because we are determined not to give our country, city, states, townships, kingdoms, whatever we call the place where we abide at, we don't want to give it over to the devil. He's trying everything he can, okay? But let somebody rise up. Help us. Help us tear the devil's kingdom down, okay? All right. Now I'm expecting you can give us a call, 347-857-392. Five, and let us know that you're going to be a part. You're going to put your prayer in there too, and you can call us and let us know. Okay, press the one button, and let us know about that. Okay, and that you're agreeing with us. We just need some people to agree with us, praying for these things. Okay, all right. Here's a word today. The supreme question is not whether or not God is, but whether or not he is first in our lives. Okay? The supreme question is not whether or not God is, but whether or not he is first in our lives.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Is he first in your life? Or everybody else is? My, praise God, praise God. I'm not meddling today now, okay, praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm trying not to meddle today. Be nice, yeah. sometimes the evangelistic part of me just comes out, don't it? Well, praise God, praise God. We do thank God to be here today. We thank God for life, health, and strength. We thank God for the food we have. We thank God for allowing us this privilege to still be here. It's a privilege and an honor, you know, to still be amongst the living, isn't it? No matter what condition you're in or your situations that surround you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. We ought to give a yell out hallelujah to Jesus for it. Now, you may not feel like it, do it anyhow. You know, just say it. Amen. God hear you, hear you, because you know that if it wasn't for him, you would not be here.
Amen.
Okay? And I appreciate you that's here on the line wherever you are. I really do. And I wish I could show you that I could. I don't have your addresses, so I ain't nothing I could send you. Because I don't have your address. You didn't call me and give it to me. Hmm? You didn't write me and give it to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, see, that's why I don't have it. Amen, amen. But anyway, praise the Lord. God is just so good, you know, to us. And we want to talk to you today about something that all of us might have done in our lives. We don't want to admit it, okay? But we have, okay? Let me see. Now, betrayal is something others do to us, isn't it? Because other people do that to us, betrayal. But bitterness is something you do to yourself. Huh?
Yes.
You see? Betrayal is other people do it to you. But bitterness is something you do to yourself. And you don't want to admit that you have bitterness. And you hear people, you know they do by the way they talk.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, in the first place, you can't go through life without being hurt in some kind of way. Something going to always, or somebody's going to always hurt you. Some not meaning to and others do. You understand, huh? Some don't mean to, don't know they're hurting you, and yet there's some that deliberately hurt you. You get it. So when somebody deliberately hurt you, it causes you to be bitter, doesn't it? Huh? It causes you to be bitter toward that person. Now, you may say, no, I don't be bitter. Yes, you do. You get bitter toward that person. Now, that's not what God wants you to do. But that's what you do to yourself because bitterness begins to grow in you till it becomes hatred. See? And hating is just as the sin of murder. Okay? This is according to the word. Okay? So now, think about the emotions that you go through when say, for instance, your boss fired you. Huh? People get bitter about that, don't they? Some people go to the job and shoot up the place just because the boss fired them. Now, everybody else didn't fire you, but it was just the boss, so you're going to shoot the whole place up. Why? You're bitter. Hmm? Extremely bitter. All right? See, so then, suppose your husband or wife leave you, leave you with a boatload of children, and you're bitter, highly bitter, bitter, bitter. Bitter leads into other things. See, bitterness
You're not jealous. You're mad, so your madness makes you very bitter in your spirit. Okay? And when your spirit is bitter, it's subject to do anything. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. You didn't think about that, did you? It is subject to cause you to do anything. See? And everything you do, you know, you're thinking of that bitterness is what caused it. And some things don't have anything to do with whatever happened to you, but yet you're bitter toward everybody.
Come on.
Everybody makes you bitter. When they see you got a frown on your face, showing that you're bitter about something. And then somebody says, well, what's the matter? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. And your expression on your face shows that there is something wrong, and you need to unwind. You need to get it out now. Get it out before you explode. It's like a time bomb, okay? It keeps growing and growing and growing till it busts and explodes in you, and you explode on somebody else. But it's always somebody else's fault. Because they made me like that. Well, let's ask a question. Do they know they made you like that? Did you confront them to ask them, you know, or did I do you any harm? See, I found out if you confront the person, say, did I do you any harm or do anything to you? What did I do to you to make you act toward with me toward the way you act toward me? You know, ask the question sometimes, find out. And it may be something y'all could just settle right then, where you don't have to go around being bitter and causing yourself pain and agony, huh? You're not happy, you see? And people, you know, this world has got a whole lot of unhappy people in it. On every corner, there's a lot of unhappy people. Don't care what you say or how you try to say it to them, they want to be unhappy. See? And they what? These are people that feel like everybody's against them. Okay? Everybody they feel is against them because of what? Bitterness. And it keep growing and growing. It grows like a cancer inside until it does what? Forms cancer cells in you. You see? Did you get it? See what bitterness does? Now, today we want you to get rid of all the bitterness you have. I don't care how small it is, who it's with. Could be your sister, your husband, your grandchildren, your grandmama, daddy, anybody. You could have bitterness against them because they might have said something that you didn't like. You see? And instead of thinking about, well, why don't you like that? Why didn't you like what the person said? It might have been the truth, but you turned so bitter toward them because they said it. Is it something that about them that you don't like? What seems to be the problem with you? You need to turn into yourself and evaluate why. That wasn't anything what they said. Didn't amount to nothing. They probably don't even remember what they said to you that caused you to be that way, but yet you're walking around with swollen lips. You're pouting about that little thing. And yes, it's annoying. Some of the things people say is very annoying, and it seems like you can't remember what you ought to remember, but you remember that you shouldn't remember when they hurt you with their words. you see how bitterness creeps in? Just by you and somebody else talking together, and something they said might be, they don't even know what they said, really. Y'all were just talking, and they said something that really offended you and got your goat bitten. And you running around for the next 5 years, you running around with that inside, and they don't even know what they said. See? And you won't tell them just out because why? Huh? They ought to know what they said. They said it. No, let's don't think like that, because people do a lot of talking. Sometimes they just be talking out of it. And I don't think half the stuff people say, all they say, they know what they say. Some do now. Don't get me wrong. They're very much aware of it. But a lot of times, they just be talking with you. You be talking about some subject. They want you to think they know about the subject and so forth, and they don't know nothing about the subject you're talking about. And they end up saying something to, you know, make you upset. But instead of you saying something to them right then, you let them walk off and you go around pouting for the rest of your life over nothing. So there's a seed that just was planted in you, which it should not have. You should not have planted that seed. Know that that seed ain't no good to plant. You see what I'm saying? Now let's see what the Bible said here. We're going to start here, Hebrews 12 and 12th chapter, and the, let's start 12 verse, see what it say. No, let's start 11th verse. I'm doing that again, I know. The 11th verse. Now, no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. See, we want to have peaceable fruit, right? We want to have the fruits that's given to righteousness, all right? But you got to exercise. You got to practice this. You see, this is all it is now, all right? Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Well, the feeble knees. Wow. Pick them up. Okay? You've been down long enough. Pick them up. Now listen to what we're going into these other ones. Follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, he say follow peace with all men. Now, if this person has said something to you, and you were offended, go to that person. Make peace with them. You try to make peace. If they don't want to make peace, then that's something different. Then you leave them to God. Don't you take it out. You leave and don't walk around with so much hate in your heart. This is what he say in the next verse. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby what? Many be defiled. Get rid of it. This is the day to get rid of the bitterness that you've incurred, and try to make peace with the person. Try to talk to them. You know, it's up to them whether they want to make peace with you. Okay? And just try it. This is the day for you to try it. You don't want to go another day, because no day is promised to you anymore. Tomorrow may never get here. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it some other. You can't put it off now. He say, follow peace with all men. You want to be holy, you got to follow peace. Not let bitterness spring up. He say, the root of bitterness springing up trouble you. And see what has happened? He say, it troubles you. The Bible say it troubles you. It will trouble you, and you'll find yourself sick. Doctors cannot find what's wrong with you. Because of what? That's the root that done sprung up in you that's troubling you. That's what it is. A bitterness. I'll never forgive them. Don't say never. See? You just can't say never, because you got to forgive them. If you don't forgive them, God, it's not going to forgive you.
Amen.
You see? I know sometimes some people do some bad things to you and stuff. And say, for instance, somebody take your husband. Now, you know you ain't going to never forgive them. That's what you're going to say, right? If I see them, I'm going to do this or that to them. Because you're so bitter. See, left a bitter taste in your mouth. Then you say, well, I don't want another man. But don't say that either. Because I'm going to ask, well, who do you want? See, praise God. Amen. I did say that one time, and I caught myself. I said, you know what? That don't make no sense, what I said. Got hurt so bad, I said, nay another man. Lord, I don't want nay another mother's son. That's what I said. Sound cute then, didn't it? See what I'm saying? But I was hurt, rejected, become bitter. You see? It's easy to get that way because you know you got men that you didn't ask God for. Oh, you hear what I say? That you didn't ask God for. And this man can't stay straight for nothing. He's going to cheat on you. Coming and going. Cheat on you just before you get married, he cheat on you. I mean, that's hurting stuff to know, isn't it? All that kind of stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? But you made that choice now. You didn't ask God, should I? You just went on and did it. Okay? So now who made who bitter? You made yourself bitter by the choices you made. Did you get that? Now that's bitterness done sprung up and it's troubling you. And you have become defiled. This is what the Bible says. You have become defiled. So now you say, I defile my own self. You see what you're saying? Oh, my God. See how we can hurt ourselves and blame other people? Yes, yes. That's what we do. We do it constantly. People do that. Blame other people for what happened. And they haven't examined what they have done. If they had examined it now, let me tell you, they would have what? What would have happened if they had examined that? They wouldn't have blamed nobody else but themselves. Do you get the picture? But now, to get yourself to come out of bitterness, come out of bitterness, And you know there's a way? Let me tell you this way. It's going to take Christ now in all of it. But I'm going to go back to Psalms, the 51 chapter. And this is what listen, talk to God now. Here's some words he's giving you right here. And we're going to give you these words right here. Starting at the first verse. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of the tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. That's number one. Blot out my transgressions. You hear that? Listen now. He says, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from whose sin? My sin. We ain't talking about nobody else's sin, huh? First he said, have mercy upon who? Me. Me. Huh? Blot out my transgression. See, you can't blame nobody else for all the bitterness and hatred what you have. You cannot blame nobody else. So this is, you think about this, read the psalm. This goes for all of us. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. You can't duck them. See, you the one did it. All right? You the one said it. Whatever happened, it's on you. Okay? For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. God know what he talking about. Huh? He say you sin, you sin. Stop trying to blame everybody else. Huh? You see? It's all about you. This scripture here is just, it's personal here. Do you see? Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You tell God the you know the condition you were in when you were born. Okay, that's the condition you was in. So stop trying to be, I was born holy. Okay. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inner parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. You need to have wisdom. Okay? Know that, hey, God wants you to tell the truth. Tell the truth on yourself. You see what I mean? Tell the truth on yourself. People talk. Some people talk what they don't know. Some people talk what they know. Some people talk what they heard. You know, somebody's always saying something and it is hurting somebody in some way. See? And they haven't the slightest idea how hurting some of the stuff that they say. You see? And you know what? That is something that do tell you that you said something to hurt somebody, but you ain't gonna pay no attention to it. Your conscience tells you. Okay? It tells you that, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. You see? And you say it, but you don't say it to the other person. Nobody teaches you how to say something to that order, to another person, to get their forgiveness. Because you know you said something wrong. So you planted the seed of bitterness into that person, and that person took it and swallowed it and kept going with it. See? And it, you know, it become like a noose around their neck, that same thing. Now, you helped brought that person down because you did not correct that which you know that you had done. So you just as much at fault as they are. I know you didn't want to hear that part, did you? He said, because thou desirest truth in the inner parts and in the hidden parts, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Now you want to be clean, don't you? Isn't that what you asked him in the first place?
Yeah.
You want him to wash you thoroughly. Then you ask him again, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Now, if God is showing you your condition, do you understand? The condition that you are in, not blaming nobody else. The thing is, we play blame games all the time. We want to blame everybody but ourselves for what happened. And was that Diana who said that? I asked somebody quick when they talk about whatever. I said, well, what was your part in it?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh? Now, I was trying to counsel a woman one time, and her husband was right there around anyway. And when I tried to tell her what I saw, she was mad. She was getting madder and madder and madder. Boy, that lady was getting mad. And I said, well, you asked me and you wanted me to help. I said, I don't take sides. I don't take sides on the man or the woman because you both had a word in it. Both of y'all had something to do with it. Nah, you can't argue by yourself. You don't make the mess by yourself. You didn't make the mess by yourself. I said, now, from listening to you, I hear how you are very hostile and controlling. You want to control him, but he's not a man that you can control. He is a man's man, and he can't be controlled. You're going to have to, he tried to get you to take part, but you want to control the whole thing and take all the money and everything else and do what you want to do. And he was saying pay bills, and you saying, well, I want to go here, and I want to buy this, and I want to do that. I said, that's wrong. Y'all need to sit down and talk about this, what you can afford to do. And she said, you just, oh, I said, uh-oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I need God to help me right now. I said, now, I didn't want to get you mad, but I'm sorry, but I don't take sides. I said, I don't take sides with my children. And they wise. If they wrong, they wrong. You see? It would be wrong for me to take sides. You see what I'm saying? Say, well, that's my son, and he always right. No, he ain't, because I want to knock him out sometime myself. You see? So I know how he can get. Be the truth. You want the truth always to come forth. I don't care what the situation may be. You still want the truth to come forth. Be truthful with yourself. Yes, I said thus and so. No, I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. Do you see? Now, that's the easiest way out. And you won't have to be bickering and going to bed mad. You see what I'm saying? You'll get it in a minute. Purge me now. You need to be purged so that you know you clean. And he said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I'm going to be real clean if God washes me. Oh, yes, you are. Make me. See, it always make it personal in this scripture. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Can you imagine broken bones rejoicing? Isn't that wonderful? Hide thy face from my sin. Blot out all my iniquities. I don't care how small, big, large, medium they are. Blot them out, Lord. Blot them out, see? Because I don't want bitterness to be found in me, do you? You don't want bitterness, because bitterness will eat you up like a cancer. I told you, and it will turn into that, because you carry it and carry it and carry it, and it does something to your cells inside of you. And people will not turn and look for that inner problem inside. You got a problem inside that stays with you constantly, that you cannot forget, you cannot get rid of. Maybe your husband had did something to you, like cheated on you, whatever the case may be, and here you are. You forgave him, you say. You forgave him, but it's always, you say, in the back of your mind. Well, get it out your back of your mind and throw it out. Been back there too long. See? It's contaminating your entire body. It's making you sick because of a hidden secret. See? You say you forgave him and you didn't. Hmm? Now, did you do that? Come on now, be truthful today. Today is the day for you to be free. Huh? You'll find out a lot of sickness is caused by a lot of bitterness and hatred and jealousy and all these type of emotions going on. And it causes a lot of sicknesses inside your body. And you don't think, you the doctor say, well, you know, there ain't no cure, there ain't nothing. It's a cure. Forgive. Go through your life. The people that you know that you can't stand, and you know they did something to make you feel like that. And you carrying that grudge, you still carrying it along, huh? Come on, think about it. Now it's time to get rid of it. We want you to get rid of it now. That's why I'm reading this here scripture to you, so you can hear. Okay? He said, this is how he said, let me see now. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me. Now you got to ask God. God ain't going to just do it. You're going to have to ask him after you forgive whoever, whatever's happening in your life. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, that's a verse of scripture we all should be repeating, know it by heart. We should be repeating all the time. We should have that scripture in our heart. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. See, that scripture you should not forget. You should remember that. That's Psalms 51 and 10. Remember that. Okay? Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Now that one too, you need to remember, huh? Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Lord, don't take it from me. See? Now you can cry a little bit, let tears come out, anything you want to do. See? But you want a right spirit to be renewed in you, don't you? I know you do. And don't take the Holy Spirit from me. Don't take your presence from me. You see? This is crucial. See? This is crucial. Then you say, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. You want to be free. Today is the day for you to be free. Right now at this time, right now, whatever time it is and wherever you are, you want to be free. Huh? And where the joy was gone, you want it to be restored, don't you? And you want your spirit free, don't you? Ooh, Lord, I tell you, you can start feeling joy right now because let the word find you. Let this word find you. This is specially for you. And then he said in the 13th verse, then will I teach transgresses the ways, and sinners shall be what? Converted unto thee. In other words, I can't teach anybody till I get straight. I get rid of my bitterness and hostility and jealousies and all my meanness and talk too much and all of that. That and then some. Get rid of all those things you found in you when you search for the truth of the inner man, the truth of your inside self. Find the truth. Ask for it. Talk to God about it and let him reveal it to you. He doesn't have to reveal it to anybody else. He can reveal it to you. And when he reveals it to you, this is where you work on it. Take the 51st Psalms and work on you. See? So that you can come to a better place with God. And when you do, he said, then will I teach transgressors the way, other people, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. People be converted unto God when you show the light. You show some truth. The truth that is on the inside of you has come forth and revealed itself so that you can get rid of everything that's hindering you from being the very best witness that God got. How's that? Does that sound like something you want to do? Is that a plan today? That's a plan, ain't it? Deliver me from blood guiltiness. O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Now you got a new song. Hey, don't you want a new song? A new song. Now you're singing a new song. Oh, my God, my God. You see what happens to you once that truth come up? Huh? In the inner parts, what has been hidden so long, you know, you stashed it, didn't you? That's what you did. You stashed it. And you stashed it so far back in your conscience that you don't even remember it no more. But you know it has to be something. See, it has to be something, people. And we're going to get rid of it today, right now, right? See, listen, let me tell you what he says here. O Lord, open thine my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Okay, now it's time to open your lips and your mouth. Now open them up, let them be used by God, start praising him. Because this is your hour to be released from bitterness. This is your hour to be released from rejection. This is your hour to be released from all hostility that you've had against people. And you know what? The devil is so slick, half of the time you don't even know why you're mad with people. All you know, you're mad. And you don't know why. And they ain't said nothing to you because you don't talk to them. But yet you mad with them. And when you see them and they say hello and you say, oh, you grunt. You seen people do that? That's the way they speak. That means they mad about something. And you ain't help them when you said hello. See? Bitterness does these things to people. Do you get it? Come on, talk to me now. Now we ask God to open your lips and your mouth now to praise instead of bitterness. Now, I'll just read this here. See what this here say. The rest of it say, and I'll let some of these other people talk a little bit. You know, but thou desirest not status sacrifice; else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. Now, you don't want God to despise you, do you? So now you're going to have to come forth now with what? A broken spirit, broken in a contrite heart. You're going to have to come to him like that. That's how you're going to have to come. That means you got to get rid of all be purged and cleansed and washed. And you got to have all of that happen to you right about now. In the spirit we going now, in the spirit. This is where he's at right now. You want a free spirit? Well, when these things are done away with in your body, you cast them away. All that stuff away, then now you have a free spirit. And you can have joy, unspeakable joy. You can sing new songs, glorify God, praise him. I mean, really praise him. Don't fake praise him, but really praise him. Do you get it? And you can talk to other people. Tell other men and women about Christ. You can truly tell them with a straight face, not lie. Okay? Now, do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings, whole burnt offerings, then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. See, now you can go to God's altar, right, and offer the sacrifices of praise unto the Lord. Do you get it? All God wants us to do is to be for us to praise him, glorify him, magnify him, lift him up, not yourself, not other people, but lift him up. Don't lie. Don't hide all those, that bitterness on the inside in your heart. Free yourself today. Shake yourself loose from all the things that are binding you down and making you sick and making you mean and making you cantankerous. And, you know, shake all that stuff off right now. Just shake yourself. Be relieved of these things. I don't care who did them to you or who doing them to you right now. You can shake them off right now. Say, devil, you know how the dogs shake the water off? And all that water just fly everywhere and it come off of him and his fur become dry. Well, do yourself like that. Shake it off now. Just shake yourself real good and watch all of those things drop off of you. Watch them drop off of you. All that bitterness drop off of you. See, right now. All the evil speaking, let it drop off of you right now. See, just look at it drop off of you right now. Oh, my God. Now, don't you feel free? Don't you feel good? You feel like a singing, don't you? Hallelujah. Make up your own song. If you don't know no song, just make up your own song. Just sing anyhow. Make the devil. I'd like to make the devil mad, don't you? Just make him mad as he can be. Say, ho, ho, I got you. Now, I'm going to sing and shout glory to God. Hallelujah. You see what I'm saying? Just make your own song up. Don't worry about you whether you hold a tune or not. You know, just sing how you feel. Just sing, say, oh, God, I want to thank you for freeing me. I want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. You just start thanking and praising him. See, you ain't got to have no tune. See, y'all think, well, I ain't got no tune. Yes, you do. You got a tune right on up inside. See, just like when you look for the truth, you got that truth in you, too. You can go on and sing a tune, hum a tune, whatever way you do it, long as you're singing. And them singing's going to praising God and glorifying him and magnifying him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You just tell him all his all the goodness that you know of, all his scripture that you remember. You just repeat it whether it's in his correct order or not. He knows what you're talking about. See, the thing is, we want to be so precise sometimes. And everybody, well, you got to know the scripture upon scripture. You know enough scripture to stay saved. You know enough scripture not to be bitter. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you let that do you because God knows your heart. He knows you're not a college professor. You don't got all them EDs and DDs behind your name and everything and all that, that you've been to somebody's seminary or something. He know you ain't been there. And he can hear you. All the apostle wasn't educated as Paul was. See, maybe Luke was well educated. He was a doctor. I don't know how he learned, but he was a doctor, so therefore he was pretty well educated. But none of the rest of them, they did little menial jobs like we do. But God still called them and used them. You know that 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 you know. You see, and when that's it, God know the rest, and he will add the rest on. Didn't he say the Holy Ghost will bring all things to your remembrance? If you read the book, just remember that. He's going to bring it to your remembrance, what you read. And I'm talking about reading the Holy Bible, not no holy nothing else, but the Holy Bible. If you read it, God going to bring them back to your remembrance. You need those words. See? You need healing. He'll bring you back to the scripture. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. See? I am the one that healeth thee. That's what he's going to tell you. And that is a word of surety. You can count on his word because he brought it back to you and you remember it. So therefore it's now your word and you can continue to repeat that word until you see some results. But meanwhile, you cannot stockpile bitterness in your heart, in your body, in your mind, and that's on your mind all the time. How you going to repeat the word? How the Holy Ghost going to bring something to your remembrance of you all the time being bitter? Won't happen, will it? Think about it. Be real now. Be real. It won't happen because that's taking up the space where you could be talking about the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. By his stripes, I'm healed. By his stripes, I was healed. That means I'm already healed. When he got the stripes, I got healed. Whatever time come in my life that there was need, I had the stripes already healed me. I'm already healed. I just got to keep confessing it instead of what? Being bitter. Hello.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, that exciting. It makes me feel good, you know. Praise God. You know, all it takes a little hear that word to come to make me, get me excited. I get excited easy, you know, because I love God. And when you read that word, and that word is healing to your body, my God, it feels good. And I want other people to feel the same thing I feel. But they, unfortunately, they don't, because everybody don't believe it. You see what I'm saying? But if I could get you to believe, like he say here, then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. See, and I'm come to the point. This is what I want to happen. Be able to teach you the ways of God, teach you the word, teach you how to be converted, see, unto God, not unto no man, demons, or devils, but unto God.
Huh? That's where I want you to be. I want everybody to be that way, tell you the truth. But everybody's not going to be that way, but at least I can try. For those that I come in contact with, you understand. You got the picture here today. Amen. So remember, when you read that scripture, you find out this is you. I know it's me, and it's you. See? And it will help you not have bitterness springing up in your life. See? The bitterness like a spring, like a springboard. You ever seen children jump on a springboard? Hmm? It do what? Spring you up, don't it? Mm-hmm. Well, bitterness all of a sudden pop up right up in you. And that ain't nothing but who? That ain't nothing but the devil. Doing what? Huh? Want to bring you down where you won't be able to teach nobody anything. You ain't gonna be able to teach nobody nothing because of what? All the bitterness that you're harboring. Get it out. It does what now? It consumes you. Mm-hmm. See, that's what Diane said. It consumes you. That means your heart's not clean. Okay? Bitterness is taking over. Your spirit's not clean. Bitterness is taking over. But this day, it's going to be gone. Right now. We speaking to that bitterness that you have and you won't talk about, you don't want to tell nobody because you want everybody to think you're so pure and holy. Well, then we can put you under the title of fake news. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I said that, didn't I? Mm-hmm. That's what it'll be because you have not allowed the word to cleanse you, to wash you. Hmm? You want the word to clean even down to the marrow of your bones. That's me getting no air down in it. Your subconscious that you bury it down in there, get rid of it right now in Jesus' name. Tell it, say the blood is against you. Say, get out of my subconscious right now in the name of Jesus. I am released. I'm released right now, bitterness, hatred. Now, I understand, you know, understanding is the best thing in life. I understand that. There are things in life that occur that is really, really hurting. But now, knowing the word, getting into the word, if God give you a scripture, read the word. Go and say, let me get this scripture and read it now. And it could be telling you right then, get the bitterness out your heart. Get the bitterness out. And ask God to purge me with hyssop. Whatever it takes, I'm like this. Whatever it takes to clean me. Get some oxygen soap. You know, they used to use that oxygen soap in the old days. I ain't seen none lately. Is there any more out here somewhere, oxygen soap? That was some powerful soap made out of potash. You wonder, it cleaned the clothes now. But you ever hear your mama say or daddy or uncle, somebody say they gonna wash your mouth out with that soap? And you hope they don't. So you try to shut up. Huh? Because you didn't want no oxygen soap, especially if it's made out of potash. Them old folks know how to make soap. See? And that soap cleaned them clothes now. I don't know what it do to your mouth, but I know it cleaned those clothes, okay? And see, now, when they threaten you with that soap, the truth come out then, don't it? Now, isn't that the truth? You tell the truth then, oh, mama, I,
you start talking and talk on, tell on everybody. And yourself. All y'all get a whooping. When she threaten you with that soap. And you know you didn't want that. See, I'm trying to tell you. And all God is saying, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. See, you want him to wash you good. Huh? Didn't you? Because up in the second verse, he said, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. So down here, he said, with hyssop, okay, purge me with hyssop. I got it pronounced right. And I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. So, see, that's a good cleansing. Okay? And you know what you done wrong. You know what you are doing wrong. Huh? You know exactly what you're doing wrong. You want people to tell you. Nobody got to tell you what you're doing wrong. You already know you're doing wrong because they tell you what you're doing wrong. Then you're going to get mad with them.
Yep.
See? Now you done add some more bitterness into your life. You got double bitterness. See? You really in a mess now. Because what? You mad about that. That didn't even make sense. Somebody just trying to help you. If a prophet prophesied to you, you're mad with the prophet. See? The prophet did what? Just prophesied to you. I don't want no prophet. I heard somebody tell me recently, ain't want no prophesied to him. And I say, well, why are they talking to me? And asking me these questions, you know. Hey, somebody got a little mixed up here. You know, people get mixed up. But you can understand if you have not been taught about a prophet and that there are prophets of today. People say there is no prophet, but there are prophets of today. And you're going to go around and talk about there ain't no prophet. But then what, you want to make them to be a medium, a psychic?
Yeah.
You want a psychic, though, don't you?
Yeah.
But you don't want God to prophesy to you. Now make up your mind. You see how confused you are? Now you see why you get so bitter. Because you're confused. You don't want to be taught. You're unteachable. Some people are unteachable. I know this. I've been to college. But what did college teach you? How to deny God. Most of the people that been in college, they learn how to deny God. There ain't no God and all that kind of stuff, you know. That's what happens. But you know here, I'm going to try to tell you the right way. That's what I'm going to do. Tell you the right way to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try. Yeah, get that bitterness out of you. Because I have to get the bitterness out of me. You get the bitterness out of you too. That's what you do. And you know what? We're supposed to help one another. Mm-hmm. Better than who? We all live. Sisters keeper?
We are all brothers and sisters.
Oh, brothers, sisters,
and
keepers. And all that. We are. You know today. And love one another. What's wrong with love? You know?
Teach us, Lord, baptize us with your baptism.
You know, I always ask God to saturate me with his love, baptize me, immerse me. I don't want you to sprinkle me, because you sprinkle me, it's going to dry it. But immerse me all the way, my head to my toe, in love. That way I'm sure you got every part of me with love, so that I won't hate nobody. I don't like hating, you know. And if I find myself disliking somebody totally, I do something about it. I say, you know, God, I got to work on myself here now.
I don't know why I don't like that person. I said, but there got to be a reason somewhere down the line why they did nothing to me, but them that done something to me, I had to fight the devil so I can love them. See, because all he wants you to do is hate and be bitter toward people that do things to you. And that is not right, people. Definitely is not right. So today, right now, I speak unto each and every one of you. We're going to loose you, release you from bitterness right now and hatred. The two working to work together. I think they can. We release you from it right now in the name of Jesus. And let the blood cover you this hour. Let the blood cover you this hour. Make you every whit whole. In Jesus' name, Deacon Mike.
Amen, amen. We thank the Lord for that word, that wonderful word from Apostle. You know, we all do strange things. And a lot of times, when she was talking about that bitterness we be having, just a lot of people have that bitterness. And I try not to have it, but it happens. You know, but it don't last long. But we all put ourselves in a lot of little situations, so to speak. But we need to continue to try to improve ourselves with a lot of different things, with a lot of avenues that we put on ourselves. It's a lot of things we put on our own plate. Nobody else put it on there to us. We put it on our own plate. So we can't say that somebody did such and such to us because that's what it was. And I read a verse a little earlier from Psalm 70 that say, "Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord." You know, we all need to ask God to help us. We all need to find out what's going on and ask. Number one, where does your help come from Giddy Up? It comes from the Lord. Why do you try to find it elsewhere when it comes from the Lord? A lot of things we try to keep on our own, that it doesn't work, because that's what happens. You know, and we have to, I have to decide on whether you're going to be angry a bit at this person, that person. You know, you can't go around in life like that, because to me that there's wasted energy. You know, that's wasted energy, and it will drag you down. Because when you harbor all these ill feelings toward people, it's going to drag you down. Because once you find yourself angry and bitter at one person, you'll be angry and bitter at another, then another, then another. Then you'll walk around like sourpuss on your face all the time. You know, so we got to watch out for these type of things. So, you know, and when I think about these things, and as Apostle was saying, we all got to watch ourselves and watch our emotions in this case. Because we can't walk around like this. We can't be this way. Now, verse 2 and 7, he says, "Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my heart. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha." You know, because you do got people going to laugh at you. You do got people going to point out your discretions, okay? And a lot of them cause it, but then they're going to point it out to make you ashamed, you know? So we got to look at these things. "Let all those that seek then rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying." You know, we do dumb things. Let's face that. And what we're saying here is continue to let God be magnified, and that's what we got to do. We can't let nobody take our salvation from us. We can't let nobody slow us down, especially when they come to God. We got to keep on our guard posts. We got to keep our eyes open. We got to keep the Spirit of the Lord on us, and we got to keep it we got to keep it going. We got to make sure that the Spirit of the Lord is in us continually. We got to make sure that we, as a person, every man and woman, we got to see that we continue to praise the Lord. We continue to lift up his name. We continue to do what we're supposed to do. We continue to praise the Lord every day. You know, it shouldn't be a day go by that you don't praise the Lord at least once a day, at least. Now, you can do it many times as you want to and need to, but you got to at least do it once a day. You know, you can't take 30 seconds out to praise the Lord, then we have a problem. You know, that means your salvation is counterfeit, because we need to praise the Lord on a continual basis. We need to keep that in our lips, keep that in our mouth, keep that on our tongues. Because if we don't, we're going to wind up with a sinful nature. You know, you don't want to be in a sinful nature. You'd rather be in a spirit-filled situation. You'd rather be in a spirit-filled life and a spirit-filled a continuation of the Lord. You know, when you was out there in the world, you had, how you say, you was out there all willy-nilly, all kind of ways. You had no structure, no way, no how, no structure in your life. You was following a dead-end path. And that's what it was, a dead-end path. Now that you came under the fold of the Lord, you got some structure in your life. You got a way which you're going. You're not going all over the place, but you know where you're going. You're going straight ahead to the Lord, and you're going to try to get yourself in heaven. That's what you're going to do. You're going to try to see the Lord, our God. You're going to try to see him. That's our goal. But at least it's a structure and a direction that we need to go in. It's at least we need to put our structure in, you know. So that's what I'm here to tell you at this time. So let's not be ashamed of the Lord. Let's always be continually have him in our lips, in our minds. Here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. We just thank God, because it's always self-examination for self, and those two words, betrayal and bitterness, not only has someone betrayed you, but think about, have you betrayed someone as well? It's twofold, you know, with that and bitterness. That was so strong. And when you look at bitterness, it's a deep-seated ill will. And, you know, that's the definition that I got, and words related to that was blood feud, score, vendetta, hate, hatred. I mean, it's just a list of them. So when we use one word, just imagine all the other words that are associated with it that we have rooted inside of us. One word can create so much roots in there, you know, so self-examine. Let's root up, pluck up every unclean thing within us. as that word to restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So when you root up all that stuff, go to the root cause and root up all that stuff. Just think about that, restoring your joy, knowing that with God there is no other God but Him, and He takes care of you. He have mercy upon you. He can clean you up only if you allow Him to. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. Yes, that's also tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell your enemy, share the broadcast with them. They can call in. That number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. It is some awesome listening, and trust me, I'm not even being prejudiced. So share it with a friend. And when you hear it, you see that I'm telling the truth, you know. But God is good. God is so good. I thank you, Lord. I just say thank you. So you know what? Tune in tomorrow. The word is always rich. We thank God for the word that comes forth every day, that builds us, encourages, heals us, delivers us. Share it today. You would like to bless the woman of God, bless this radio broadcast. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. Or you can send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Know that no donation is too small or great. So you know what? Sow that seed today. Bless the woman of God or this radio broadcast. If it has blessed you in any way, just show forth your love and know that you will be blessed. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying. God.